Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
DEI has been is to attempt to impose orthodoxy on the university, and not even necessarily in the classroom, but through the administrative apparatus of the university itself, and that manifests itself in a number of different ways. But this has basically been used as a veneer to impose an ideological agenda, and that is wrong. And in fact, if you look at the way this has actually been implemented across the country, DEI is better viewed as standing for discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination, and that has no place in our public institutions.
As somebody who writes satire sometimes for the Transgressors, he could have come with better DEIs. they weren't potent enough. You know, they were so standard. You know, just kind of, you know, I agree with the governor, but this was in the bill signing earlier this week about the higher education reforms. Like Alex Andrade's bill was one of the ones that got signed this week, the big 999 that changes the way higher education institutions operate, ending DEI programs at the college campuses, ending this experiment with, you know, treating people as members of a group here in Florida.
So this bill says the whole experiment with DEI is coming to an end in the state of Florida. We are eliminating the DEI programs. We are going to treat people as individuals. We're not going to treat people as members of groups.
Good. Good. That's good. Also,
what this bill is saying is, you know, some of these niche subjects like critical race theory, other types of DEI infused courses and majors, Florida's getting out of that game. If you want to do things like gender ideology, go to Berkeley. Go to some of these other places. That's fine.
And that's it. Like, if you want to use taxpayer money, because these are public institutions, right? If you want to use taxpayer money, especially if you want to use Bright Futures, but just generally, if you want to use taxpayer money, then great. But you have to study the things that the taxpayers, through their elected officials, believe are important. And that's not going to be this stuff. So you want to go to Berkeley where they do subsidize it? Good, go there. By the way, did you ever tell you that? Berkeley was my almost went to.
You told me that. I was wondering if you were going to say that. Yeah, out of both of us, which one do you think almost went to Berkeley?
That's right. I would have gone to Berkeley, but for the fact that as an out-of-state student, I couldn't get guaranteed housing.
But those were your old days.
That, well, you know, fair enough. Brown. Brown was one of the other ones I almost went to. Anyway, I don't think I got in at Brown, if I remember correctly. Anyway, we're just not going to use taxpayer money this way. And also, he said something that, man, I love this. I wish we could get this implemented somehow or other.
That's one of the reasons I think this whole student loan thing, universities should be on the hook for the student loans. If that were the case, they would make sure that their curriculum was really fit to be productive for the students when they graduated. They wouldn't have the luxury of doing a lot of this stuff if they were on the hook. Instead, they're perfectly happy for someone to go to school for 5 or 6 years, take out huge amounts of loans, get a degree that's not worth the paper it's printed on. The university doesn't suffer. In fact, the university has benefited from that because they've gotten more tuition money. So we need to change those incentives.
Absolutely. I would love to figure out a way. And my answer has always been that you basically say that universities don't charge tuition, but instead get a share of your postgraduate salary for, say, 10 years, something that mathematically makes sense, okay? So they would be incentivized to make sure that you graduate and earn a good income with your degree, and therefore that's the money that comes back to the institution. Or maybe you make it a choice. You know, people can either, and not a choice that the university picks, but a choice that the individual picks, you know, and that would really encourage universities to make sure that they are doing something that is useful. This whole DEI business, it like runs throughout higher education, and it's not just in the instructional materials in the classroom. It's in the way people are hired, being required to sign, I agree with this. It's the way accreditation is granted on the basis of whether the university system itself or departments themselves subscribe to this ideology. And he says, this is ridiculous. What does that have to do with whether you're teaching sociology or political science or history or biology or physics?
What the bill also does is it does not allow accreditation agencies to require our Florida institutions to break state law. And so what happens is these universities, these accreditors will say, no, you must have DEI as part of your operating ethos in order to earn accreditation. That's ridiculous. Who elected these people to make such a determination? That is them sitting in a perch, unaccountable to anybody else, trying to impose that on the university system without any ability for us to have a check and balance. And so state law is now just saying, you got to follow the law. Creditor tells you to break the law. You cannot do that.
And if we need to, let's create an alternative accreditation system. I mean, we're the state of Florida. We're big enough to be able to do something like this. We're a country, for goodness sakes, in a lot of parts of the world. And so I very much agree with this stuff. It's kind of like the ESG stuff that the investment, the hedge funds and whatever are imposing upon people in order to get them to do things. It's all of this backdoor liberal extremism that's being pushed on. And it has been for the longest time. Like, the reason the university, particularly the professors who are freaking out about this, is because they recognize that for 50 years they've basically run this show. You know, the university has been run by the teachers and their very left-leaning ideology. And so they have excluded conservatives, punished conservatives, not made an environment where it's the open discussion of ideas. And look, I taught for 10 years. I'm well aware. You know, and I taught at a lot of different schools. So I understand, you know, where this is and how this works. This is bringing balance. I know people are freaking out about this stuff. And I do also share some concern because we don't know for sure where the chips are going to fall and how this will turn out. But what he's trying to do is to disrupt and bring back some balance and parity and equality in the representation of ideas. By the way, there's a couple of other points I want to get to in just a second. I'll do that momentarily. Candy's got traffic on the 5.
Absolutely. Parking lot at I-10 mile marker 26 is completely cleared now, so we shouldn't have any problem. But they were picking up cones from resurfacing, so I don't know if everybody zippered correctly or it's just good to go. So you shouldn't have a problem going I-10 eastbound. If you have traffic tips, though, text 437-1620. That's all that I saw earlier. Everything's fine right now. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So one of the things that came out of all this discussion about DEI and what they were doing at the universities is the tremendous success that we have at the university level right now. And again, I know that the critics say, and you're jeopardizing that. DeSantis says, no, we're not jeopardizing it. We're preserving it. For example, Ray Rodriguez, he's the chancellor of the state university system. Here's what he noted.
As Governor DeSantis mentioned, for the seventh year in a row, U.S. News and World Report has ranked Florida as the number one state for higher education. Undergraduate tuition in Florida is now the lowest in the entire country. 75% of our resident undergraduate students have no student loans.
75% of graduates in Florida have no student loans compared to the rest of the country. This is the secret we almost hope nobody realizes.
Tell them why.
Because how many more people will come, right? You know? Because of bright futures, because of low tuition and a great university system. How could that all be true? It just is. And we're trying to make sure that that persists for a long time. Now, as far as the DEI stuff being against democracy or whatever, no, as Christopher Rufo, who's one of the new board members at the, was it the New College? I think that's the name of it. That's the what they're trying to reform into being like the Hillsdale of the South. He says, look, the basic problem is that we try to judge people and evaluate them and create diversity based on skin and gender and all of this, not caring about the ideas. What the ideas are the thing, and that's what we want. So people who look different but sound the same or think the same, that's not diversity.
And more importantly, we'll put the pursuit of knowledge and truth, not political activism, back to the center of higher education in Florida. And what you'll hear from the media, what you'll hear from maybe the protesters, is that somehow this is destroying democracy. Anyone heard that line of that? But in fact, they have it exactly backwards. This is about restoring democracy. The basic premise of this legislation is that our public institutions should reflect the values of the public. It's that Florida's farmers and waitresses and truck drivers should not be subsidizing a pure permanent bureaucracy of left-wing activists who hate them and hate their values. But of course, I'm happy to take their money.
Amen. Like, I recognize that rationally you have to allow. There's a possibility that 5 years from now, we're all going to look back and say, oh, my God, what did we do? It's a possibility. This is a pretty dramatic change. There's also a possibility that we're going to look back 5 years from now and like, oh my God, thank goodness we did this. This was the best thing we've ever done. We'll see. I'm willing to gamble on it because it makes sense to me based on what I know from the college environment. 719 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. When it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, and replacement. You want to pick up the phone and know that it's going to be done right. Done right the first time with the right stuff, including a 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. Right now, $49 to inspect your AC unit. You know you need to. Just do it. Come on. Be an adult. And now that's in Pensacola, Fort Walton, Panama City. If you're in Baldwin County, special offer just for you. They just expanded their $29. $29 AC inspection. That's almost free. I mean, it's not, but it's almost. And your first 400 people get a free Smart Care membership, so lots of benefits. Call today. Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
This Saturday is Armed Forces Day, and we are blessed as a nation with six branches of the military, including Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Space Force, and Coast Guard. Whatever military branch in which you serve, thank you. Thank you for being all that you can be and being Army strong. Thank you that it's not self, but country in the Navy. Thank you for being the few, the proud, the Marines, and for being Semper Fi, always faithful. Thank you to all the Air Force personnel who aim high, fly, fight, and win. Thank you for being Semper Supra in the Space Force and being always above. Thank you for being Semper P, always ready, in the Coast Guard. Your sacrifices are not taken for granted by biblical Christians. Thank you, Armed Forces personnel, for all you do to protect our freedom to worship Christ.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Join Cole Commander of Commander Air today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn about the newest in air conditioning and heating technology and ultra-high efficiency affordable equipment, plus recommended maintenance for your existing units. Call 850-437-1620 or text in your questions for Cole from Commander Air, your hometown heating and cooling specialists for three generations.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call them today, 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Ready to save on your energy bill? Compass Solar Energy, Northwest Florida's premier solar company, has been locally owned and operated in Pensacola for over 20 years. They want to help you save money on your energy costs, and they offer free quotes for residential and commercial solar packages. They also have a full service department, and full system diagnostics are available, no matter who installed your system. Visit CompassSolar.com for details or find them on Facebook. It's time to start saving on your energy bill with Compass Solar Energy.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:23 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. First, I want to say that I have so many people wrangling with me over the zipper merge thing. And I love that. I do. I love that. I love that we have such sharp, articulate people who want to argue about something and think through these things. I love that so much. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He joins us every Friday at this time to tell us what's going on the beach. Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. I'm out here. We got blue skies, cumulus clouds spotting the horizon, and it's lots of sunshine. So it's a beautiful Friday morning.
I think, are we looking at green flags probably this weekend? Looks like the surf's pretty low. Is it, am I right?
You're correct. So it's, you know, a good possibility to be green flags. It's fairly flat out here. We got a little onshore wind with the sea breeze that comes in with sunrise. So, but the wind will drop down, and just be aware, you know, there's lightning. If there's lightning in the area, please, when thunder roars, go indoors. And we did that a couple of weeks ago Our lifeguard tower at Park East was struck by lightning.
Oh, wow.
Lifeguards were not in it. That's why when we see lightning anywhere in the area, you know, we'll get out of the towers and get in our trucks with the windows rolled up.
Any damage to it, or was it? I figured they're kind of designed to handle this.
Well, it was minor damage, you know, and our public works team out here did a great job of fixing it, you know, right away. So it's nothing really significant, but just, you know, it hits home, you know, that lightning strikes out here is number one killer, you know, and it's a big killer of people in Florida that aren't aware of it.
Wow.
Just, you know, kind of pass it off, but. But no, we're looking to have a great weekend. It was really crowded out here last Saturday and Sunday, and a lot of our lifeguards are coming back from schools. Another a few of them go to out of town to school, and they're back in ready to work for the season.
Yeah, school's going to be out this week, and you know we saw record traffic over the weekend, 24,000 and a half cars on Saturday. And one thing, you know, I know you always like to remind people, and that, you know, just that, look, hot people drink. Stay hydrated. Don't do dumb things. Be sure that you watch yourself. And, you know, just because it's hot and green flags doesn't mean everything is safe. There's still things that can go very wrong. And you don't want to wind up in the care of the lifeguards,
right? It's just
right?
a measure of, yeah. Yeah, the flag is just a measure of risk. It doesn't guarantee your safety. I had to tell someone, someone saw a couple sharks in the water and a few stingrays and thinks we should put the purple flag out for dangerous marine life. Well, the purple flag is basically for marine pests like jellyfish. And
got it.
Yes, there are sharks in the water. There are sharks in the water, but I mean they're always there, and it's just one of the risks that you have to measure when you go into the Gulf of Mexico.
I like that. Purple flags for the pests. That makes sense. Yeah, because, I mean, it is the sharks' home. You know, it's their home, not ours. So, Dave Greenwood, always good information, sir. I always appreciate what you do for keeping our beaches safe for the visitors and for the locals. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. We'll talk to you next weekend. Have a great week, sir.
You as well, Andrew. Look forward to next Friday.
You bet. 7:25 here on News. 7:26 on News Radio 92.3. Candy has traffic on the 5.
Okay, we got a note in, and this isn't blocking anything. It's just a bad area. The off ramp from I-110 onto Davis. There's a car pulled over in a really bad spot on the corner. So caution there. Caution certainly wherever you are. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Walt Disney is scrapping plans to relocate a couple thousand California workers to Florida and build a billion-dollar campus in Orange County, Disney citing changing business conditions. Now, notably, though, they are still planning to invest about $17 billion and add 13,000 jobs despite scrapping this office complex.
Good note. A lot of the major news sources are not reporting that part of the story, so great reminder, yeah.
Reverend Al Sharpton delivering a eulogy today at the funeral for the man that was put in a chokehold on a subway train in New York. The civil rights activist was asked by Jordan Neely's family to speak at that service. And TikTok users suing the state of Montana over banning the app, the law that Governor Greg Gianforte signed on Wednesday prohibits TikTok from operating in the state, doesn't allow people in Montana to download the app to their phones. The lawsuit was filed by 5 TikTok creators.
Well, if only like there was some centralized control switch in each state for the use of the internet and your phones, you know, like they have in China. I mean, if only we could control.
If only. Someday.
I don't know, man. I am anti-TikTok on the basis of all my cyber friends. I'll say, you know, it's bad, dude. But look, it's a product that people want. And, you know, the ability to actually enforce this looks pretty thin to me, both legally and also practically. But, you know, like many things, time will tell. 7:28 on News Radio 92.3. If you have a company and you have employees and you have to manage benefits and payroll and HR, listen, you can keep doing it the way you're doing it. And if that works for you, great. I mean, great. Okay. On the other hand, if you've been kind of noticing that it's more than you want to handle, or you don't really love the options you have, or maybe you just want to find out if there are better options out there, hey, call Torgerson Causey. This is what they've been doing for more than 20 years. I know because they've been helping us here at News Radio and Cat Country for about 5 years, and they're fantastic. Like, I didn't realize what we were missing until we switched, and then I'm like, oh, man, this is really good. Just very responsive. They gave us plans we didn't have choices between before, and just fantastic to work with. Easy. So if you've got a company and you've got employees, Torgerson Causey, 433-9996. No cost to have them, you know, look at what you're doing and just give you, you know, proposals, basically. Check them out online at TC Benefits Group. com. 729 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, since we've kind of been talking about traffic this morning, mm-hmm. I have a really, really bad traffic note for you coming up next week for people who will be affected. Longleaf Drive at the bridge right there by Weimart, you just east of like George Stone and all that by Eager Beaver, right before you get to Eager Beaver. That's going to be demolished next week and rebuilt. It's going to take 3 months. So starting on May 24th, which is next, Wednesday, they're going to demolish that bridge. And the workaround is going to be Michigan via Pine Forest or I-10 via Pine Forest going on the east side. On the other side, it's going to be 29 to Michigan or 29 to I-10 to Pine Forest. I mean, like, it's bad. It's going to be bad. It's going to take them about 3 months. I think August 10th is the deadline, something like that. So hopefully it's done before school gets back in session. That's what I know.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden and other world leaders at the G7 summit in Japan say their support for Ukraine and its war against Russia will not waver.
The G7 statement says that the world leaders reaffirm their support for Ukraine for as long as it takes. They pledge to starve Russia of technology and equipment it needs for war, as well as hold those responsible accountable for international war crimes.
Fox business correspondent Edward Lawrence, Ukraine's President Zelensky is expected to join the summit in person. The funerals this morning for a homeless New York man choked to death on a subway train.
Jordan Neely will be remembered by family and friends at a Baptist church in Harlem. He was seen yelling toward passengers on the subway when former Marine Daniel Penny subdued him in a chokehold for several minutes. Penny was arrested and charged with manslaughter following community outcry.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, his attorney, says Penny was trying to protect himself and others. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio, 92.3 right now. It is 73 degrees, partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Police in Atmore say a McDavid man has now been charged with attempted murder. This is after a woman was found shot in a hotel room yesterday. 39-year-old Luis Becerra was arrested. Police say they found that woman shot at the Southland Hotel Thursday morning. Investigators say Becerra was identified as a suspect, then found not long after traveling on I-65. He's been arrested again on attempted murder charges, taken to the Escambia County, Alabama Detention Center, and that victim airlifted to a trauma center. Right now, we don't have an update on that woman's condition. Dr. Tim Smith making his first public comments. This is after the Escambia School Board voted, surprisingly, to terminate his contract this week. He did an interview with WEAR's Tanner Stewart. Dr. Smith asked if he thought he got a fair shake in the whole deal.
I feel like when you look back to this fall, and the topic really first came up, I think up until that point, I really felt we were working well. And at that point, certainly that was kind of the red flag that was waved. And I think from that point, it's been challenging.
And Dr. Smith also said the first thing that he would tell any candidate wanting to apply for the superintendent job is that Escambia is a very special school district. And he says they've got teachers who are tireless workers. Well, media and library specialists in the Santa Rosa County School District have been busy. They've been reviewing and approving classroom libraries ahead of the state's July 1st deadline. So far, they've approved and posted over 1,000 of those online, and they're down to about 150 to go.
So I believe we are all set to be in compliance with that because we have Plan A. Ideally, we want everything in Beanstack. That's a big, tremendous effort to get all of that in there. But we will have Plan B because we will have all of those in files that we can post online that are searchable and available for the public to view.
That's Ruth Witter, the district's media services and instructional technology specialist. And she says that each of those district libraries will be scanned and imported to the web and mobile platforms. SpaceX celebrating a successful overnight launch. They sent off a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral, the rocket carrying 22 second-generation Starlink satellites into orbit, and these will further SpaceX's mission to spread broadband wireless internet around the world. There's new state law already facing a legal challenge, a lawsuit filed yesterday against the state over a law that bans sex change treatments for children. SB 254 was signed by the governor Wednesday. The National Center for Lesbian Rights now asking a judge for emergency relief to stop that law from taking effect. And the annual Sea Turtle Baby Shower happening here in 2 weeks on Pensacola Beach. That's going to be held at the Gulfside Pavilion at Casino Beach on Saturday, June 3rd. And if you go to that event, you can learn how you can help nesting sea turtles and hatchlings, also what not to do to hurt them. And officials will be teaching a lot more about water safety, beach ecosystem, and other animals as well that live along the Gulf Coast. It is 7:35. News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. Not showing really many slowdowns or any slowdowns or delays. It looks like I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. But there is an accident that the off-ramp from I-110 onto Davis. As I understand, there's a car pulled over in a really bad spot on the corner, so just beware of that. East Bay Boulevard, Navarre, closed out the Copple, part of the drainage improvement project. And again, just to keep in mind, Gulf Shores Orange Beach Hangout Festival is this weekend, so watch for heavy traffic around the area. And then the other side, 98 Fort Walton, Billy Bowlegs is happening. So caution there, caution wherever you are, and if you see an accident or a slowdown, you can always text in and thank you so much for doing so already. 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Another warm and humid day with a small chance of rain in the afternoon. Rain chance at about 30%. Temperatures warming into the mid to upper 80s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. For your Saturday, beautiful weather with a small chance of the afternoon shower. 30% chance of rain in the afternoon and evening with a high near 88. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. And our trend continues into your Sunday. 30% chance of rain with a high near 87. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 73, partly cloudy in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, and 70 in Milton. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Fox is reporting Meta will begin its latest round of layoffs next week. Mark Zuckerberg had previously said job cuts were coming to the tech conglomerate's business departments and could impact thousands of employees. Meta executives reportedly warned employees of the imminent staff reductions during a company-wide Q&A yesterday. The layoffs will be the third at Meta in the last 8 months amid Zuckerberg's plans to make 2023 a year of efficiency at Meta. Peloton is trying to restart its Tread Plus treadmill, the workout equipment at the heart of safety concerns surrounding the company. Peloton says it will release a rear safety guard free of charge. The guard will turn off the treadmill and decelerate the belt when it touches an object. Peloton's Tread Plus treadmill was recalled 2 years ago when a young child died after getting stuck under the equipment. On Wall Street, futures are higher after all three major indexes closed higher yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the backseat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm talking to Kate Meehan. She is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net. Kate, welcome back to Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning.
Hey, so let's start with this. The weekend is not the weekend. The weekend is ditching his long-standing, super popular, well-known brand to become Abel Tesfaye. Is that his birth name? Am I saying it right?
Yes, you're saying it
really
right.
It rolls off my tongue. Okay.
Well, you know, I think he says he's going through an awakening of sorts and shifting gears with what he's doing. And he's still going to do music. And he's also working on a series that I think will be premiering. I think it's HBO later this summer. So he's getting into acting. But I think it's that old thing of when you're under contract with a radio label, like a radio label, record label.
Yeah.
You have to do what they say. You have to present yourself as they want you to. So I kind of am thinking maybe they created The Weeknd.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And the whole idea of that. And what happens with a lot of artists is once they're out from underneath the thumb and they can start to be a little more of who they are, that's when you see the music shift. That's when you see, you know, the whole way that they present themselves will shift. So I think that might be what's going on here.
Interesting.
He might be out from under the contractual obligations of being The Weeknd, and he needs to be something different now. He needs to be closer to who he is.
And also, to some degree, maybe they own The Weeknd brand and all
yes.
of that, and he doesn't, you know, but he can be him. As
yes.
It's kind of interesting. Okay. Meanwhile, we learned this week a couple of interesting notes for Sports Illustrated. The one that got the big attention was Martha Stewart being on the cover and inside at her age. But also, Megan Fox is on the cover in one of the alternate covers, and it turns out that she hates her body. She feels like she has body dysmorphia. She's never looked at herself in a mirror and felt pleased with what she saw, which, you know, the entire world is like, what? Like, how is that possible? But that's not all that uncommon, right?
I think men look at that and go, what? But women struggle with this. And I think it is super common. If you have girls, you have daughters, you're probably already aware. And if you're not aware of it, you need to wake up and start to have those conversations. Because, you know, the woman that looks in the mirror and says she feels fat, even though she's not, what she sees is not what you might be looking at from across the room. It is very, very common. So to have someone like Megan Fox say it, it's really not too shocking. She's just another woman that just, you know, just has a distorted view of herself. And I think it's good that she put it out there because it's a conversation that needs to become more normal because it's a situation for women that is actually very normal. And so instead of, you know, kind of keeping it in the corner, actually bringing it to light might actually be more helpful because women then don't feel so alone that what they're seeing isn't what they really are. And that's a hit to your confidence.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost unfathomable because here you have somebody that basically has, you know, physical perfection and then she is never happy with her body. Like, that tells you how bad
yeah.
the body image stuff mm-hmm. and mental health flowing from body image stuff really
yeah.
is. You know, when we talk about social media is harmful for girls because of this, I mean, that's where it produces. And, you know, if Megan Fox can't be happy, you know what I mean? Like, what
yeah.
hope is there for anybody?
Yeah.
That's the point, right?
Right.
And then on the, you know, the flip side, you got Martha Stewart, who, you know, I think it's interesting. You know, she's certainly not the sort of standard choice, but they're featuring women of age, you know, women who are older. I always find it's a little bit weird, though, because they're focusing on an older woman who still looks very good. And so they're still reinforcing body image, even while they're trying to affirm non-traditional pictures of beauty, right?
Yeah, I think we're, like, inching our way towards reaffirming that because, like you said, we get glimpses of that. We get glimpses of real women in real situations. But they're still a little bit maybe better than the norm. And they
right.
still have the benefit of that hair and makeup and body makeup team and all of the things.
And post-production.
If you give that to any... yeah, yes, and exactly. But if you give that to any woman can look fantastic with all of those people around her. You know, so you also have to keep that in mind. It's great to feature an 81-year-old that really does look great, but she's got a lot of help there. And
yeah.
women, normal women, don't have that kind of help or that kind of time to have that kind of help.
And I always think, like, imagine the average 75-plus woman doesn't look anything like this. And is she looking at that feeling like, oh, man, woe is me? You know, like, does it really help, and to what degree does it help? And I'm very torn on this, obviously, as you can hear. All right, I got to ask you this question. You are always good for a straight opinion. The Harry and Meghan paparazzi chase of the century, did it or didn't it happen? What do you think, Kate Meehan?
I think they got in a car and they tried to drive in New York City. I think that happened. I'm sure that happened.
So this is based on a true story? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. It might depend upon who you ask, and it seems to depend upon who you ask. But I think what probably happens is that whenever you put Harry in a situation that remotely resembles what happened with his mother,
yeah,
I think he gets very triggered and freaks out. And I think Meghan is right there with him. Now, do I think they had a high-speed chase? No, that's not possible. If you've ever tried to drive in New York, and especially the area that they were driving in, you're coming off of Times Square. You're not going anywhere fast. You're lucky if you get through a block without hitting another light. It just doesn't move that way. Now, if they were surrounded by cops, that would create a trapped feeling for sure, where maybe you didn't have a chase, but if you're surrounded by these people and you're feeling unsafe and you can't move, that's a whole other situation. And maybe if they went with that, the angle would have worked a whole lot better because it would have been more realistic. And, you know, if you're trapped in a situation where you're not feeling safe or it feels very uneasy, that anxiety builds. So did they have a high-speed chase? No. It was totally exaggerated. And also, they made note of the fact that, you know, the royal family didn't comment. Why would they?
Right.
You know, if you spend so much time trying to separate yourself and firing right. shots at these people, they're not going to comment on what happens to you on the other side of the pond. That's just not a realistic thing to look for.
No, I think that's a really good note about how, you know, like the average person gets into an elevator, no problem. The claustrophobe freaks out, right? And Harry's got reason, you know, to perceive these things in a totally different way. You know what? Can you hang on for just a second, Kate? Hang on for just a second, because I have one or two other things I really want to talk about with you that are interesting to me. Let's get traffic on the fives from Candy first.
Okay. I was like, come on, bring on the Kate. Burgess and Songbird Drive in Pensacola showing an accident. I am showing that is a block this morning. Again, that's East Burgess and Songbird Drive. So keep that in mind right near 29 there. And certainly if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Kate Meehan. Okay, Taylor Swift yells at a security guard for a little bit too aggressive enforcement of what he perceives as rules to be, and she calls him out and, like, rewards the fans. Is this weird, common, just Taylor being Taylor? I'm not quite sure how to read this story.
I think this is actually really good because I have been at other events where I've watched a security guard get way too aggressive over literally nothing, and I think it's a power trip sometimes. I think they're dealing with, you know, younger people sometimes, which gives them a bigger sense of authority. And I think it really is a problem. And so the fact that she called it out and she had to keep yelling at him to get him to stop, I think it's definitely important. And the only way to really kind of rein in some of these people is if the artists start to shine a light on it, because that's when the venues are going to really notice. It's not just, you know, you calling after a show and making a complaint, but if the artist complains, that's when the protocols might change a little bit. That's when they might get tougher. They might start firing people that are too aggressive. So I hope that her speaking up, and there have been other instances where artists have stopped their show to deal with a security guard that's just not handling things correctly. But I hope it is something that becomes more popular when it happens, because it'll help keep people in line that need to be kept in line.
Yeah, and credit to her, now that I kind of understand the story better, because she's always been sort of the singer of the people, you know, always caring about the fans, the little guy, the people, right? And I think a lot of, unfortunately, as you and I both well know, the superstars are, you know, divas, and it would never occur to them to care, you know, that a security guard is, mishandling or being over-aggressive. All they want to know is that they're safe. And so I kind of admire that about her as well. All right, last one.
The fact that she saw it, too. She saw it. In Philly, you're talking 20,000 people minimum, and she saw it and stopped things. It shows that some of these artists are very aware of what is happening in front of their faces as well, which is good.
All right, last one, 20 seconds. why does Johnny Depp have Jack Sparrow teeth?
Yeah. Because he doesn't care.
Fair enough. I'll leave it at that.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, you don't care.
I mean, does he have to, really? Probably not. Good point. Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. Kate, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
749 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Pensacola Hardware is a fabulous place to go. Look, I dare you. If you've never, you hear me talk about them, you're like, oh, I go to this hardware store or that hardware store. Okay, fine. I understand. Just go one time. Just go, make it a day. You know, make it a, you're downtown for whatever reason, just stop in at 20 East Gregory Street. Look at the houseware stuff in the front, go in the back, and just kind of want, make it a just, I'm just going to go see it. I've never seen it, I'm going to go see it. It's the oldest business in the entire state of Florida. It's a history expedition, okay? So you're going to go do a historical thing, and then you tell me it's not amazing. I mean, like, seriously, you will be blown away. And that's all. I just dare you. And if you got a project, ask them for help. I dare you to do that, too, because what you'll find, they actually know what they're talking about. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
There's something new at Pete Bohr Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Pete Bohr Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226, and the Tiguan S from $28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Prices for tax title and associated dealer fees. APR rates for qualified credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
All right, I want you to go back in your memory a little bit to last, like, June, July. And when you looked at your lawn, what do you remember feeling? Glowing pride at the vibrant green, rich tones of color? Or, you know, like, if that's your reaction that you remember, okay, here's the deal. You're an adult. What do you want this July? Do you want that same embarrassed, awkward, anxious feeling? Or do you want the other one? Because, listen, if you do what you did before, you'll get what you got before. If you do something different, like call NSEC, they'll come out, they'll look at your lawn, they'll test the soil, they'll make sure that they're going to give you the right thing, they'll create a program for 8 annual applications, time programmed and targeted to get your lawn what it needs when it needs it, and then you'll get the results, right? In fact, your first treatment is totally free with a new annual contract, initial soil sample, lime treatment, average size yard, all considered, and it's no obligation for them to look and tell you how much it would be, and then you can make an adult choice. You know, how much is that green feeling worth versus the other kind of, I hope the HOA doesn't notice kind of feeling. NSEC, ENSEC, also, they are hiring full-time pest and lawn technicians in Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, Panama City. Good pay, good benefits, 401k advancement, all of that. Apply at workwithnsecensec.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
12. Everybody in America knows how to count to 12 because of the electric company.
That's true.
Period. And they know how to play pinball. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the five.
And ironically, Blur's least favorite song, their biggest hit.
Interesting.
They said all the meatheads show up. I can't do a British accent. It's whatever. There is an accident. This is Burgess and Songbird, as I understand. East Burgess and Songbird Drive. Now, it says the roadway is blocked in the area. Use caution. Now, I got to say that area is always backed up, and it's less backed up this morning than it usually is. I am seeing a slowdown on I-10. It looks like eastbound between the Pine Forest exit and the Car City exit. So caution there. I don't know if it's a accident. I'm not showing an accident or if it's construction, but caution there. And caution, as you know, wherever you are, 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, New Hour News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, school's being canceled for 100,000 Mexican students today as a volcano's erupting and spewing ashes near the nation's capital city. And I hope I say this right because it's got a heck of a name, Popocatépetl Volcano. Near Mexico City has been erupting, spewing ash over about two dozen towns in the region. The 17,000-foot volcano about 45 miles southwest of Mexico City. The WNBA regular season kicking off tonight. Brittany Griner and the Phoenix Mercury are playing in Los Angeles against the Sparks. I'm sure that'll be a closely watched game. And all bad zip merging aside, apparently Texas actually has the worst drivers in the nation. This is according to a report from Forbes Advisor. The report says Texas is in the top three in fatal crashes involving drunk drivers, drowsy drivers, and drivers going the wrong way.
All right. Wow. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. What was your very first story? I didn't want to interrupt you. You had your very first one.
The first one, the volcano in Mexico City or near Mexico City.
You know, here we have hurricane days. You know, I had snow days and I grew up in the Midwest. You have haboob days in Phoenix, I guess.
Never had a volcano day. Yeah.
All right. It's built into the calendar. David, thanks so much for the update. Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality used cars. The kind of car that, you know, you buy a car that's a year old, it's like the new car you would have had if you'd have bought it new. You just get it a year later and you don't have to pay the price. That's the advantage. Like Dave Ramsey recommends them. I recommend them. Why? Well, good cars, good people, good service, all of that. That's true. But they're the kind of car that makes sense financially because, you know, you buy it used gently with, you know, let's say, you know, 15,000 miles on it or something, and then you drive it until it's got 315,000 miles on it, and then you get rid of that one, and 15 years later, you get a new one. That's how I do. I've done that with my Accord at 330. I've got a Civic right now at 190. We got rid of our Grand Caravan at around 200 for the Odyssey that we brought at Frontier. I mean, that's how we do cars. So when Dave Ramsey recommends them, that's why. When I recommend them, that's why. More than 300 cars and trucks on the lot. Pensacola, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 7:58 on News Radio 92.3. Blue Bell and Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah!
Blue Bell is releasing Dr. Pepper Sherbert mixed with vanilla ice cream as a living Dr. Pepper float. Now, I will tell you, I am definitely an anti-Dr. Pepper bigot. I hate Dr. Pepper. Like, if I ever drink it by mistake, it makes me want to throw up. But for people who love it, I'm sure you're going to love this. But I do wonder, my one question is a root beer, or is Dr. Pepper float fun when the ice cream already tastes like Dr. Pepper? It seems like that would not be fun to me.
I can't imagine it would be.
But, you know.
But okay, Dr. Pepper's just carbonated prune juice. Get over yourself. You're not a real doctor. There you are.
Didn't even make it all the way through medical school. Right. Starbucks is changing their ice.
Sorry
to just drop that on you. They're going with the, like, Sonic-esque
like kind the nuggets.
Of
we
nuggets.
Have a nugget ice
right.
maker.
Yeah. Instead
I love
of,
it.
And I actually like using this kind of ice. People are like, well, it's going to melt faster. Starbucks says, we've tested it, and it won't. I'm just telling you the surface area physics question in here, and I think the answer is, yeah, it's going to water down more because you have higher surface area.
That's right.
That can't not be the case. But they say where they tested it, people loved it, and it will be imposed upon you. Hope you like it. There you go.